From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. In recent days, hundreds of international college students across the country have seen their visas revoked by the federal government, including dozens here in California. Both the University of California and the California State University systems have been affected, including locally at UC Davis and Sacramento State, as well as community colleges. California is home to the most international students of any state in the country, and these actions have raised concerns among those communities. It's also created uncertainty for universities, which are already navigating a complicated political climate and rely on these international students for tuition revenue, department staffing, as well as research. Amy DiPiero and Michael Burke are the higher education reporters with the nonprofit newsroom EdSource and join us now to talk about these terminations. Welcome to you both.
Thank you for having us.
Well, Amy, I want to start with you. As I mentioned, this is a complicated political landscape for universities with a second Trump administration. What are you learning about how universities and colleges in California are navigating this time? We're not even 100 days into this new administration.
Complicated is a good word for what's happening. I would say even before January, right? Both California State University and the University of California were expecting a decrease in state funding. At CSU, the implications of that have been pretty serious, even just to date. CSU is less reliant on funding from federal dollars than UC is, and many campus presidents around the CSU have outlined plans for budget cuts in anticipation of that potential loss of funding. And so really when January came around, right off the block, President Trump was signing some executive orders that have implications for both CSU and UC. I'll name a few of them, though there are others I'm sure I'm forgetting. There was an executive order having to do with, and I think a Dear Colleague letter having to do with diversity, equity, and inclusion programming. There have been some statements regarding anti-Semitism on college campuses. There's been some action canceling or pausing federal grants and contracts to universities, and on top of all that, President Trump has also directed the Secretary of Education to take steps to close the department. That's something that would require congressional action, we've seen layoffs in the federal Department of Education as well, which, some experts say could have implications for federal student aid. And so, yeah, there's a lot that is facing, college presidents today, including in California.
Yeah, it's far from simple. How big is the international student population in California when it comes to colleges and universities?
It is significant. You said it at the top, there's a database called the Student and Exchange Visitor Information System, or SEVIS. You might have heard about it in the news because of some of the visa revocations that are happening. But per that data, California accounts for about 14% of all international college students in the US, which we think is the most of any state. At UC alone, we're looking at something like 35,000 international students. That's more than 11% of the student body. At CSU, it's just under 14,000. That's 3% of CSU students. And even at the community colleges, there are maybe 14,000 or more students who are on a student visa. That's maybe 1% of the student body. So it is a significant population in California.
Yeah, that is a decent chunk. Michael, how do student visas work? How do international students get them and who manages them?
Sure. So they're managed by the State Department, the federal State Department. And basically what happens is international students who want to study in the United States, they'll get admission to the school in the U.S. And then they go through basically an application and an interview process at like a U.S. embassy or a consulate. And they have to meet certain requirements. And then they get the visa that essentially gives them status to keep going with their education in the United States.
And Amy touched upon just this complicated political landscape and compounding challenges facing universities and colleges. But what stands out to you, Michael, about the timing of these visa cancellations?
Well, I think there are a couple of things. On one hand, we're getting close to the end of the academic year, especially some of the campuses that are on the semester, schedule finishing up next month, so some on the quarter calendar, finish in June. So, some students who are in PhD programs and are international students might be getting ready to defend dissertations. So, this is quite poor timing for that. And then also for prospective students, this is sort of the time, April and May, where they're considering where they're going to attend. And there's this concern, at least among a lot of sort of national experts, that there could be a risk of a chilling effect where, given all these terminations, that prospective international students might now decide, as they're making their decision in the next few weeks, that they don't want to attend a US university and that, UC and CSU could lose out on a lot of potential enrollment, which would have a pretty immediate impact, beginning in the fall.
Amy, given that you laid out how many international students are at UCs, CSUs, as well as community colleges, does that breakdown, is it reflected in the number of student visas that were terminated? Were there more terminated at UCs compared to CSUs and community colleges?
It is a dynamic situation. But yes, it does seem that so far UC has identified slightly more students and recent graduates who have had visas terminated. As of April 8, UC is saying that there are 50 students across the system in that situation. CSU has been updating its numbers pretty much daily. As of today, I'm seeing that they're saying there are 48 students impacted by visa revocations. At the community colleges, really, I've only heard from one college, Santa Monica College, that acknowledged that six students there were in this situation. And it's not clear how widespread that scenario is in California's community colleges.
You mentioned that the CSU system, they updated their number to over 40 when on Monday it was 32 students. So, as you illustrated, it is a dynamic situation. Do you anticipate these numbers to continue going up?
I think what I am noticing universities say is that, they're really checking the federal database where this information about visa status is kept regularly. Because quite often the students, are finding out from the universities they attend rather than from the federal government that something about their status or their visa has changed. And so it could be that, as we continue to check that database, more information gets updated there.
Michael, have you reached out to federal officials, the State Department, or Secretary of State? Have they commented on any of these actions?
Yeah, so they've said a few different things. The Secretary of State Marco Rubio had said in some recent interviews that basically that there were a few different reasons that they were canceling visas. In some cases, it was because of students' involvement in protests, such as maybe pro-Palestinian protests. But he also acknowledged that it's not just students that are involved in protests. And actually, what we've seen is that those are not the majority. He mentioned, those students might have some potential criminal activity, and that seems to be sort of the more common explanation. And sometimes not even like significant criminal activity. Sometimes it's really minor things. There's been reports of students who have lost their visas over really any interaction that they've had with law enforcement, even something as minor as a like a traffic infraction.
So, was each individual student, to the best of your knowledge, given an explanation when they found out that their visa was being revoked?
No, in fact, a lot of students were given no explanation at all. I think a lot of students and the campuses themselves were caught off guard, and again, not really given a reason. I think they've noticed just again those trends nationally of that most of these students have had some kind of encounter with law enforcement, but definitely not every student has given an explanation.
Does this extend to other campus staff, faculty, or other employees at universities or colleges who are non-residents or immigrants?
It seems that it could. We haven't heard of any confirmed cases of that in California, but there was a letter from the Council of UC Faculty Associations that they wrote to University of California leadership. The council is basically a coordinating agency for different faculty associations around the state. And their letter basically implied that that is on the table, that there could be staff and faculty who get their visa revoked. But we haven't heard from, a confirmed case of that yet in California.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with EdSource reporters Amy DiPiero and Michael Burke about the cancellation of dozens of student visas across California's colleges and universities. What do universities stand to lose if international students choose not to come here anymore? Michael mentioned that, this is a time when people are deciding where to attend in the fall. Amy, what do you learn about the impact that this could have to the bottom line of these campuses?
I think there's no doubt that financially, UC in particular, but also CSU are receiving significant tuition revenue from international students. In the 2022-23 school year, UC received more than $1 billion in revenue from non-resident supplemental tuition. So non-residents could include things like out-of-state students as well as international students. Similarly, CSU's revenues from that similar source are in the tens of millions of dollars. And I guess I'll just step back and say it's not just these two institutions. There is academic research over the past decade that suggests that, public universities are enrolling more foreign students in the U.S. because they pay full tuition in some cases. And that can become, an important part of universities' business models, particularly in places where there's less support from the state to fund their operations.
Finally, Michael, in the meantime, given all of this uncertainty, what happens to the students who've had these visas canceled? Do they have to leave immediately?
So I would say, and what kind of universities have been advising students is to, they can decide to depart immediately if they choose, but they may want to first get legal advice from, an immigration attorney. Some campuses even have their own immigration legal centers on their campuses. I think UC Davis, which I know is around where you're based, they made sure students knew that they're actually not required under law to withdraw their standing as a student. So in a lot of cases, students might not be leaving right away and should probably get legal advice before doing that, or at least they have that option.
Well, Amy and Michael, thank you so much for joining us with this update.
Thank you for having us.
Amy DiPiero and Michael Burke are higher education reporters at EdSource, and we've been talking about the cancellation of dozens of international student visas across California colleges and universities in recent days, including some at UC Davis and Sacramento State. Up next, we'll have a conversation with Sacramento State President Luke Wood. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.